I was almost ready to give up on love after I broke up with Georgie, but when I saw Sarah, she looked like she was built in all the right ways. And I'm not just talking, and I'm not just saying she was a looker, which she was, but she was really empathetic, and she just had the prettiest smile I had ever seen. And
she does, doesn't she?
She does.
And eyes that stare into you, make you look inside yourself and say,
Connor,
thank God you're a man.
Oh, Connor. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me, Sis. And guess who's back this week?
Shady's back. Back again.
Tell a friend. Anyway, so Nikki, thank you so much for covering last week. It was sort of a little last minute curveball that came my way.
That's what friends are for.
Yep. Little family things just popped up and we had to deal with them. So,
and I have no doubt that it will happen to me and you will have to do the same for me. So that's just what we do. It was a great conversation.
I'm sorry to
miss Cecilia.
It.
We loved hearing about best buddies. So cool. But I'm so excited for this conversation today.
It is going to be a good one. You guys need to stay tuned. We have two of our favorite guys in the whole world. In the whole world on today's episode. Two of my favorites from Love on the Spectrum. And we are going to find out some cool stuff. Like, what are Connor and Tanner up to? What's coming? What's exciting? And how did Connor meet his girlfriend?
Absolutely. All those probing questions will be addressed. But no, I really am excited to talk to them. It's so funny to me, Lise, to think how different their lives are than when this podcast was brand new and season 3 had just been released, was when they were on the last time.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy to think everything that was happening. Can you imagine if we wrote down everything that has happened from then to now?
I mean, have writer's cramp or carpal
tunnel. We would. It's so much. And they both look so much older and have just gained so much confidence. I'm so excited.
It's really exciting. And I know, I know they both have a lot of cool things going on. So I'm really excited to hear from the horse's mouth themselves to see what's going on. So without further ado, I say we rock and roll and get talking to these guys.
Let's do it. I'm in a different location, as everyone can see, in my house. I feel a little strange that, like, my whole body's visible here, but we're going to get these boys in here and we're going to get rocking. I'm excited.
We are joined actually in studio in person with two very good looking young men. Welcome,
yes,
Nikki.
We
good
are.
To see
Us.
You. Hi, Tanner.
Hey, Cecilia. Hey, Connor.
And I've got my good looking guy over here, Connor. We are so lucky.
What's up, you, Connor?
Yeah, it's great to see you too, Tanner.
Yes, so good to see you guys. Connor, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Me neither.
It's been a while.
Tanner, I've been seeing those posts of you and your nephew, Chief.
Guess what? I'm going to be 28 this November, and Chief's going to be 1 this November.
Yeah, it's going to be 1 already.
Oh. I'm so excited to be 28, because it won't be long before I move to Columbia on 35.
Remember, he's 9 months today.
Yes, sir.
The days are long, but the years are short. That's the saying.
Amen, Connor. So and the older you get, the truer that is.
First of all, thank you both for being on our podcast. It's been a
You're
while
welcome.
Since we've been together, but we thought it'd be fun to start out with maybe some life updates and talk about what's going on. So, Connor, should we start with Tanner and see what is going on? Tanner's got a lot going on. Should we ask him what's up?
Yeah, Tanner, or tell me what's going on. I haven't spoken to you in what feels like 36,000 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, I like to tell you and your mom about what's going on.
Okay, let it rip, buddy. We want to hear it.
I might have a new kid show. I might be writing a book. And me and Mitch are going to California, San Diego, November 5th through 9th.
Yeah.
And we're just me and her, and we're going to swim in the ocean, and we're gonna eat pizza, and we're going to meet this man.
Mr. Bob Goff.
Mr. Bob Goff.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And he's an author and a speaker too, right?
Right.
And you've got about 4 speaking engagements coming up.
I bet, yeah.
And you've You've done a lot of working at the Shepherd lately.
Yeah, I've done a lot of working at the Shepherd lately.
You've been working a lot there. And can you tell them where you and Midge just got back from? What city you just got back from?
And we got back from Boston. Because I spoke in Boston.
That's where I'm from, Tanner. That's where I was born.
Oh, yeah. So you're from Boston, Miss Lisa.
That's where I was born. And
I spoke about questions that I wrote, and I made enough money to buy a Polaris this November.
Oh.
A Polaris? That's amazing, man.
I'm excited to have one. I'm going to ride you on it, and your mom, and Jack, and Ben, and Nana, and Tony.
Tanner, when I come over next time, I'm hoping I can introduce you to someone.
Oh, good. And who, Connor?
Well, I know. Oh, you probably heard about this, but I have a new girlfriend now.
Oh, it's Sarah. Sarah, I want to meet Sarah.
Oh, you'd love her, Tanner. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
She knows
She's so cute, isn't she?
She knows a lot about baseball. She knows a lot about college football. Well, and she's an after-school
teacher.
She's going
to fit right in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. So many of you may remember the famous pen click heard round the world at that speed dating event. Well, Gina, the lady who runs it, she reached out to us and sent us a picture of Sarah saying she wasn't able to make a connection at the last speed dating event.
Oh, okay.
I looked at her and she just had the prettiest smile I had ever seen. And
she does, doesn't she?
She does.
And eyes that stare into you make you look inside yourself and say,
Connor,
thank God you're a man.
Oh, Connor. So, Connor, she had already done the speed dating process and it didn't work out for her.
She was there the month before.
Anna.
Oh, wow. So Sarah did the speed dating, too.
Oh, that's cool. She did the speed dating, too.
Our first date was a steak restaurant called Stony River. I remember seeing her sitting there. She seemed so happy and hopeful. Well, and I thought to myself, whoa, she's even cuter in real life.
Oh, Connor, that's so sweet.
And you guys, when you two are together, you both look at each other. You just are so happy together. She looks at you. You look at her.
Can I share something? I was almost ready to give up on love after I broke up with Georgie. But when I saw Sarah, she looked like she was built in all the right ways. And I'm not just talking, and I'm not just saying she was a looker, which she was, but she was really empathetic.
She's very, very caring. She asks, she checks in on Connor a lot. She asks about his day. She's always checking in. We went to dinner a couple weeks ago, and she came, and we were sitting on a balcony, and this was very sweet. It was a big group. It was Tony's birthday dinner, and we were out as a family, and we were on a balcony, and Connor and Sarah's back was towards the sun that was setting, and the sun was beating down on Connor, and I looked over, and Connor was getting pretty hot and irritated, and Sarah picked her big menu up and was trying to shade him. From the
Aww.
I did the same
That's
for
so
her.
Sweet.
Isn't that sweet? Like, she doesn't even want him to be uncomfortable. We're very, very lucky with both of them. And
I feel like sometimes you learn from one relationship and it teaches you a lot about yourself and about what you want. And then you take that into the next one and it makes the next one even sweeter.
Yeah,
do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
And hopefully, you know, we think we always wish Georgie the best as well.
Yes.
Georgie and Luke are happy.
Of course.
It'd be great. We are so excited about letting Sarah join you on some of your trips to meet your friends and Tanner. But can we go back to what Tanner said? Something really big and huge, and I want to know more.
Yeah. Well,
Tanner, your kids show. Are you going to be a kids show TV show host?
Yeah, yes, I am.
What is the name of your show going to be?
Tanner Tries.
Oh.
What do you think you'll do on the show?
I'll teach kids about routines. I'll teach them why we brush our teeth every morning. And I'll teach them why we make our beds every morning.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I'll bring them over here to the fields. Uh-huh.
Farming?
Farming, yep. And take them, we'll go to some donut places too.
You'll go to donut places?
Ooh,
yeah, someday
she
will. Yep. I'm hoping my mom will come and Jack back and Lizzo.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
And we've had a lot of fun making farm content this year, haven't we? We've done cucumbers and cotton so far, and we're going to do peanuts soon.
Yes.
So we've been having a lot of fun making those videos, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tanner, what was funny about those videos? What did people say about Daddy, about his what?
His muscles.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mr. Mark has big muscles.
You know, there's actually this show on Prime Video called Clarkson's Farm.
Yes, I have seen it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Such a cool show.
I'm on episode 2. Ooh.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm on 3.
But we just kind of glanced at it.
We've enjoyed watching Tanner's farm videos.
Oh, yeah, we have.
We've learned so much from you, Tanner. So I'm so excited that on Tanner Tries, the kids are going to get to see more of the farm, but you're also going to teach them about, like, keeping their room clean and their teeth clean.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so great. Tanner, I'm really proud of you. Are you really excited about this?
I'm too, Miss Lise. And we're hard workers, aren't we, Connor?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are the
best. We're both really going places, Tanner.
Yes, we are.
Well, Tanner, let's ask Connor now. What's new in his life? What's been going on?
So, Connor, what's new in your life?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Well, let's see. I have a new girlfriend who, in my opinion, is an angel sent from heaven. You already know about my advocation for autism. And get yourselves ready to be blown away. I am now the co-host of my own new podcast.
That's so cool.
That's so great. Connor, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I can finally go. Okay. Once a month, 1 week out of the month, I fly up to Los Angeles to film.
So cool.
And I can literally say, this is Hollywood. I
love it
here.
So, Connor, are you finding that to just, like, really be your niche? It really suits what you like to do?
Yeah, but I do have a lot of big things coming my way. I can't tell you what they are.
Okay.
But I guarantee you they'll probably be huge.
Well, there's some exciting things on the horizon.
Yes, exciting things on the horizon. Maybe not huge, might be a bit of an exaggeration.
But you're excited.
I am.
And that's good. There's a lot of people out there like you and Tanner who are working. And, you know, do you have any, like, advice? Because I know you both probably get tired with your work days and then you have all these other things happening. What are some things you do, Tanner, to help you when you're feeling overwhelmed with work? Or do you have anything you want to tell our listeners of things that help you relax or not feel stressed from work?
We got too overwhelming at work. I told Miss Katrina and Mr. Rick, and they gave me this good advice of what I can do. They told me I can say to the fans, it's nice to meet you. I can give you a quick high five, a quick hug, and a quick picture with you, but I can't hang out because I'm on task and I have to stay focused.
Perfect.
Very good.
And then, are there times after work where you've had a long day? What do you do to sort of get relaxed?
Yep. What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, I do like to eat lunch and go on walks, listen to my music. I like to go swim in the center pool. Some days, like when I have to do my laundry, at those days, I watch movies and rest my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, you're a napper for sure.
Yeah, because I like to take naps at noon sometimes, so I can be aware.
And you do, but you walk a lot. But you're outside a lot.
I always will walk a lot.
And you have your social outing every Tuesday night.
Yes.
Yeah, with your friends. You always do that. But Tanner, you know what I've observed about you?
Tell me.
You actually handle a very busy schedule very, very well. I feel like as long as you can sort of have your downtime at night, like your TV time at night, you do very well with busy days. Do you agree?
I agree, Mom.
I think you do really amazing. What about you, Connor? Like, how do you decompress?
Usually when I get home after a long day working, I sit down, watch a little TV. Then I go outside, listen to music, dance around. Well, maybe sing a little. I do like to sing. I play video games sometimes, but I also do a lot of reading.
What are you reading right now, Connor?
I'm reading Iron Flame, which I really need to get back into.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you out there who read big books, here is something fascinating that you might learn. If you get an audiobook, the audiobook of the book you're reading and listen to it while you read, it can help you not just get through the book a little faster, but help you immerse yourself into the story, give you a feel of what's going on. That's why I always get the dramatized adaptations of the audiobook.
So that is something I've noticed with Connor. When you're just sitting in your room turning pages and reading, it takes him longer to read a book. But now he's buying actually the dramatized, so there's a little more action and sound effect. And it's almost like someone's reading him the book, and he enjoys it more, and he gets through it quicker. Right, bud?
Well, yeah, I'm reading the book. Well, that actually, it actually helped me a lot in my literacy classes at school.
I think that's a really good idea for comprehension.
It's like a movie in your head.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That might really be a good strategy for you when you're reading books. We need to try that. I love that.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes.
And why don't you get Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and buy the dramatized adaptation of the book.
Okay.
The audiobook.
Well, wait, Tanner likes things like gorillas and Mighty Young Joe. Like, is there anything cool you could recommend? Like, maybe Tanner would want to read about that?
Well, maybe there are some books by Jane Goodall that she might have recorded an audiobook before she passed. I mean, well, mind you, she studied chimpanzees and not gorillas.
Do you like chimpanzees, Tanner?
I do like chimpanzees.
That's such a cool idea, Connor. I bet that really does help with reading comprehension and retention. That's such a cool idea. Yeah, so I think that might be something fun for you to try.
I agree, Mom.
Can read and listen to like Audible at the same time.
Yeah, Bob.
That'd be so cool.
And by the way, Tanner, you've seen Planet of the Apes, haven't you?
Yes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
And you probably remember Caesar the Ape King himself was a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Yep. That is so
and Connor, I bet you know who plays Caesar.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, Andy Serkis.
Oh my gosh.
Also
you guys, he knows Jack Black. Yeah, he knows Jack Black.
You guys with your actor knowledge never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
You guys are so cool. So, okay, so Tanner, so you've got your kids show coming out that you're working on, Tanner Tries, and you may be writing a book?
Yes, ma'am.
A kid's book.
A kid's book.
Right, about what? About eye contact?
About eye contact.
And connection. Yes.
That's amazing.
I actually once considered doing that. Only mine would have been, what kind of dragon would you bond with, or rather would bond with you based on your personality?
Connor, I feel like you could write that book in 5 minutes.
You probably could. So, Connor, based off of what you know about your buddy Tanner, please tell me what kind of dragon you think he would bond with, or do you need to ask him some questions?
Okay, Tanner. Yes. What would you feel best describes you?
Okay.
A blue dragon.
Okay, going straight from the second to the top.
A blue dragon is a tough one to bond with?
Yes, they're... I'm sorry to say blue dragons are very choosy and particular about the kind of riders they bond with.
If that blue dragon is smart, it's picking Tanner.
Well, maybe Connor, what would Tanner have to do to attract the blue dragon or make it accept him?
Well, let's see. All the dragon riders I know who've ridden blue dragons are usually defined as strong, tough...
Shocking muscles.
Yes. Fierce, determined.
Yeah, dragons are strong.
I think Tanner's all those things.
I think he is too. You're very determined. Connor, when Tanner was in high school, he used to run cross country. And, you know, that's a 5K in August and September heat in South Carolina. And you always finished strong, didn't you?
I always finished strong.
So he is kind of he's very determined, and he's a little bit fierce in his own way, right?
Right.
When you feel strongly about it. So maybe he would make the blue dragon.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I would make
Tanner,
the blue dragon.
I think you would, with that in mind, I think you would be guaranteed a blue.
I agree.
What about you, Connor? What kind would you bond with?
I know you might think I'd be a green dragon.
Right.
But... honestly, I always think I'd be more suited to a red, or if I was truly lucky, a black.
Okay, a black.
Because
like in How to Train Your Dragon, right?
Yeah, only a handful of dragon riders in history have bonded with black dragons. They are the ultimate prize.
Well, okay. I just want a hot pink dragon. Because that's my favorite color.
Pink dragons and purple dragons aren't unheard of, but they're extremely rare.
That's why I want one.
I was going to say, that kind of suits your mom and me.
We're getting hot pink dragons. Tanner, you can be a blue dragon and Connor will be a black dragon. Yeah. That's all right. So the other thing that we are excited about for you, Tanner, and we really want to talk about and get to, we love your videos with Baby Chief.
Yeah.
We know you guys both have birthdays in November, and we want to meet Chief, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have met Chief. I've met him.
God, how about you and your mom to my birthday this November?
Well, tell him, who was just here right before we set all this up?
Taylor and Chief.
And what was Chief doing?
He was sitting down.
He was crying. Why was he crying? Because of what?
Because of his teeth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's cutting his top two teeth. So he's been a little bit fussy this week.
A little fussy this week.
Yeah, yeah.
His teeth are coming in.
Yeah, so he's got the bottom two and he's getting the top two. So he's been a little bit, but you are such a good uncle with him. Tell everybody, when you're in charge of Chief, when he's here, what do you do? What have you learned for yourself about how to handle it if he's a little fussy?
I got to walk him around.
Yep.
And I got to give him some water.
Yep.
Yeah. I got to have him play with his toys.
Yep. Because you always try to change things up or distract him.
Because I always like to change things up and distract him.
What else do if he cries?
And also give back to you.
Well, and you do. But what do you do yourself? Because I've seen you do it. Like if he's fussing and you're holding him, what do you do?
I say, I'm here.
You say, I'm here.
Tanner, you're such a good uncle.
I'm such a good uncle.
Is. He's so sweet.
I bet
sweet
Chief
with him.
Loves his Uncle Tank. Is that what he calls you, by the way?
Hey,
Uncle
Tank? Hey, Connor, Chief, he's going to love you and your mom.
Oh, thanks, Tanner. I did get to meet him. And Tanner, you know what I think is so cute about Chief?
Tell me.
He's so chubby and cute.
When did you meet him, Miss Lise? When did you meet Chief?
I got to go to your house a couple months ago. You were in Clemson working, but your mom and I got to have a sleepover and hang out with your mom. And Chief came over one morning and I got to say hello.
Yep. Miss Lee stayed in your room.
I said, cool, you stayed in my room.
Yeah, Miss Lee stayed in your room. I liked it. You have very, very comfortable room. And Connor would love to meet Chief, wouldn't you?
I would. Oh, I like babies.
I know you do. Like I can't wait for you to meet him. But Connor, I am really so curious about the details of the podcast. Do you guys have a release date yet?
Next month.
Oh my gosh, September. That's so exciting.
Be excited. We don't have an exact day.
But I can tell you there'll be one episode per week.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be a weekly release. Okay. And you film. So Connor, you guys travel to California and do you sort of like bulk record? Do you do several episodes at once?
Let's see.
You've already filmed six.
Six.
Wow. Connor, is that hard for you? Or since you like the subject matter, does it just sort of come?
Oh no, it just comes to me. I do make sure I have some water or coffee nearby.
Yeah. Now I have to say it actually is a lot of hard work. I know when we it's a history podcast. We can say that much. We can't say the name yet, but Connor has a lot of research documents that he needs to study and learn. And when we fly to California, what you want to tell him your process? What do we do on the flight to California? What are we doing?
We just go over the notes.
Yep.
The first two episodes.
Study the first two episodes. Yeah.
On the flight.
Yeah, on the flight.
And then the next day you record.
Yeah.
And then we get home that night. And then while we're eating dinner or right after dinner, what are you doing?
And I'm going over the notes again.
The next two episodes, we study that. The next day's recording. So Connor is really got his head down in two different episodes, research documents every single day.
That's amazing.
When I was in school, aside from math and science and all the subvariants of those, history was always my favorite subject.
I cannot wait to hear you talk, Connor. I cannot wait.
Me either.
I have learned so much from you in the short time you've been filming this stuff. And I feel like what's really cool is it's like the history class was really boring to me in high school, but Connor and his co-host Carter make it really, really fun.
Bring it to life.
Yeah.
So Connor, is it going to be like, how do you guys pick the topics? Like, are you doing like series on a certain time in history, or is every episode totally unique?
Every episode's totally unique.
Okay, so it's a different topic every single time.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes from just Connor's interests and things that he's told the research team that he wants to report on.
Oh, very cool.
It's very cool. Really, really proud. It is a lot of hard work. I'm actually really proud of you because on weeks that we're in LA, we're not there with fun and games, are we?
Right. You're working. You're working. I really want to know from the two of you, and let's let Connor go first, okay? How are you guys feeling now that your time on Love on the Spectrum is over, that's something that was a phase that you've been through? Like, how do you feel like it impacted you being on the show? And how do you feel now that you're beyond it? Like, what do you think you took away from it?
I feel like that show taught me to be confident, be selfless, but most of all, to just be myself.
I love it, Connor.
And it also opened a lot of doors for me. I made a lot of great friends, like you, Tanner.
Yeah, Connor.
And that's Madison the best and part. Tyler. And
yes, and Perry, yes, and so many great friends.
And Danny and Abby.
Mm-hmm. So many great people.
And Adon.
Pretty grateful to Kian and the crew, aren't we?
Very grateful.
Oh, for sure.
It really changed my life.
For sure.
I mean, I just see a total difference in your confidence and also I think what I'm most proud of is how you have chosen to take the platform and really work toward the autism community, and you helped pass Rio's law here in Georgia. That was a really big deal.
Because of that
real
show,
big deal.
Oh, just like that. There was who I was before and who I was after. That only happened to me one other time in my life.
When was that?
The first time I ever saw How to Train Your Dragon.
Aw. I love it. Well, you know, it is amazing, you guys, because I would love, hopefully we can flash up right here, maybe on the screen, just a little screenshot of when you guys were on the podcast in 24, when we first started, or I'm sorry, early 25, when we very first started. And now here we are at the end of 26, because I think both of you look so much older.
You look like
I think
men.
You both like you just look older and more mature, and you've changed physically. You've definitely changed
27.
Emotionally. You're both 27. So Tanner, Connor said he felt like the show made him feel more selfless, more confident, gave him a lot of opportunities. What do you think being on Love on the Spectrum did for you as a man, for you yourself? How did it help you? How did it change your life? What do you think that experience did for you?
It helped me do things that I'd never done before.
Yep. Lots of unique opportunities.
Uh-huh. And just helped me learn how to just be myself.
Mm-hmm. And what else would you say?
I would say to be confident for yourself, like, honest?
Yeah. Confident. And how were you honest when you said that you didn't what?
I didn't want to date
right
anymore.
I love
you
that.
Learned how to honestly speak
that.
Up for yourself.
I learned how to honestly speak up for myself.
That's right. And Tanner, I think that was a huge step for you.
I agree.
And are you still feeling good about being single for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to tell Connor about that at all? Or you want to talk to him about it at all?
About what, Mom?
About being single for now?
And Connor, I'm still feeling good about being single for now.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the fact that you can stand up for yourself, that's huge. I mean,
it is.
It is huge.
It really is.
And
it really is.
Tanner, you seem to have a lot of friends, and, you know, and even like, I believe you're pretty still good friends with Kate from the show. Is that right?
Uh-huh. I am still good friends with Kate.
Yeah. Tell them about some of the cool things you and Kate have done together. Last October, you spoke together.
Last October, we spoke together.
Mm-hmm. What else have you guys done together?
We went to the Lion King, Mufasa, the Lion King.
Yeah, you sure? You've been on movie outings.
I've been on movie outings.
But she's really become a good friend and a big force in your life.
She has.
She really has. And it's just been a really cool thing that relationship kept going.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
And
it really did.
He doesn't need to be romantic to feel fulfilled, right?
Yeah. And I love...
To each his own.
What was the podcast clip we saw recently, Lisa? Carrie Magro was on, and he used Tanner as the example of the show being a way of self-realization and introspection and just like realizing that maybe platonic love is the more important thing for this season.
Yeah.
I thought that was just so cool to hear someone else put it into perspective like that.
Yeah. And also that may just be someone's choice through their life, that they're very happy with the life they have, and they don't feel the need for that sort of relationship, but they feel fulfilled by their other ones. But I'm proud of you, Tanner, because it takes a lot of guts to admit that or say, hey, I don't want a girlfriend.
Yeah. Hey, Connor, do you want to retire at 50 or at 60?
Maybe I'll wait till I'm probably 65 to retire.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm going to retire at 50, so I got 23 more years to work hard.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, hey, Connor, I'm proud of us. I'm proud of me and you, bud, because we're hard workers.
We are,
man.
And I want to, just another kind of thought and things that I know Connor's working on in terms of like wanting to help the autism community, neurodiverse community, is to talk about housing and stuff like that. Now I know Tanner, you live on your own and you have for a while, but Connor is we're really starting to explore the idea of getting Connor's house built.
Amazing that you're getting Connor's house built.
We're not there yet. It costs a lot of money, Tanner. Yeah. That's what we're finding that out. So Tanner, you've been living on your own. Do you have any good advice for when Connor does move out? Is there any advice you could give Connor?
Oh, for keeping your own place.
Yeah. Hey, Connor, so I have some advice for you. Yeah. When you keep your own place, I know you see. I know you can do it. You can get a clean system, like the kitchen, some. And when you get crumbs, like Dorito crumbs, you got to sweep them off the floor.
Dorito crumbs.
You got to sweep them off the floor.
You're very clean.
Yeah, but I am very clean. And you got to clean your bathrooms. You don't have to do it like 4 days a week or 5 days a week. Just maybe 2 days a week.
How often do you wash your sheets?
Whenever I need to, one day a week.
But once a week you do it, don't you?
Once a week I do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Tanner, you have a lot of visual schedules around your apartment, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Like that we started in Clemson Life. That really helps Tanner with like daily routines and cleaning habits and stuff. We have just a lot of reminding visual schedules and stuff like that. And you also have like emergency phone number lists.
Yes.
Up on the fridge, and we have protocols for if anything were to go wrong, who you're supposed to call.
Yes.
Everything programmed into your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so those are some things we've done.
Maybe we could borrow, would you share your visual schedules with us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will.
We could make copies.
I feel like having a schedule on my wall would definitely help me out. Like every Monday, I clean my bed sheets, take out the trash. Like,
that's what we do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Tanner, what have you started doing a lot better with this year to keep track of all the things you have going on? What's hanging over by your kitchen that you write on all the time?
My calendar.
Yep. We've gotten really into a calendar habit, and that I feel like it's helped you a lot.
Habit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're up there and I'm not there to remind you, you haven't missed any appointments.
Nope.
You've been showing up on time.
I've been showing up on time.
Yeah. You've been doing great.
I feel like the calendar too, Connor, would help you because I know there's times where you're like, when do I have to travel again? When am I leaving? It might be, does that help you, Tanner, to see?
Yeah, the calendar would definitely help me.
That does help me.
Yep. And I find it does even better if he writes it himself. Like if he's the one to physically write the engagement on the calendar, it seems like it just sticks better. And here at our house, we have the skylight calendar, which we love. We love the skylight calendar. That's really nice.
I should look into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is a good one.
So let's see. We've talked about what you guys have been doing. You're going to travel, the travels. We talked about the girlfriend, the job, your TV show, your book. Tanner, you are so busy. Is there anything else going on that you want to talk about or tell us?
Nope, there isn't.
That's it.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, The public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Nikki, I know you said something to me the other day that was so interesting, mm-hmm. and I want to lead with the quote you gave me.
Yeah.
Because it gave me so much. I've actually thought about it more than I think you even realize. You know, Tanner and Connor, before all this started, were working great jobs. Tanner at the Shepherd and yep. Connor doing a hard day's honest work over at Kroger, working really hard.
Yeah.
And then all these doors started opening and things started happening to them.
Yes.
And Nikki, you said to me, it's really funny. One thing you've learned through this last few years is people love to see you climb and they like yeah. to see the opportunities and they like the climb, but people don't like to see you fly. And I don't know yeah. if you want to expand on that.
Well, it's just something I think we had the conversation because and this, again, it's a minimal amount, you know, percentage of the feedback that we get. But we have noticed that, you know, when Tanner does a paid ad, or like when you did Skechers yes. and when you did Skylight and you've done several things this year where you got paid to make a video, right?
Yes, right.
Tanner, how does it make you feel when we make the videos and you get paid for them?
It makes you feel good.
And we work hard, we get creative together.
We work hard, we get creative together.
And I mean, like, is it fun work?
It is fun work.
It is fun work. But we will often see comments saying, oh, you know, they're selling out or they're pushing Tanner to do all this extra work just to make money. And in my mind, it's such a discrepancy because I'm like, okay, so new wonderful opportunities are coming into Tanner and Connor's paths. Do we not want them to get opportunity? I would never tell any of my four children to not pursue good opportunities that were offered to them if it was something honest and something true and something that would benefit them and that they would be proud of.
Or anyone who
I would
listens.
Never tell.
Exactly.
I would encourage, yeah. I want everyone.
I would never tell any of the four of them to turn down an opportunity like that. And the other thing I think is like, I feel like it's such a, it just doesn't make sense because, you know, so do we not want people with autism to have opportunities to do really, you know, to have opportunities to make money, to have opportunities to move forward in life, to have opportunities to put something aside for themselves? I feel like that's like the whole goal of life is to continue expanding your reach and learning new things and bettering yourself and you know, challenging yourself and doing things that are harder. And Tanner, I feel like every video that you've done that you've gotten paid for, you have learned something.
I've learned something.
Yeah. I mean, every single one, you've either learned some new vocabulary, you've had to memorize, you've had to educate yourself about a product, right?
Right.
And has any of that been hard on you?
Nope.
I don't know. It's such an interesting thing to me.
I understand that Tanner and Connor and some of the other cast members from the show have had this platform and they're a little more. But what I think it does do for the everyday listener out there, because I always think about where we were as a family 2 or 3 years yeah. ago. And what I want to say is I think why this is important and why this is something for all of us to champion is I think our guys and Danny and Abby and all the other castmates,
yeah, all
what they're
them.
Doing is they're kicking down doors in this industry to show these brands,
yep.
hey, don't count out people with neurodiversities. They can
yep.
represent and they can do the work so that hopefully another neurodiverse influencer who maybe isn't on a Netflix show, but
right.
they will get the opportunity, well-deserved, because I think it is showing everybody, all these opportunities can equally be executed by this community.
Yep. Somebody with a difference. Yep.
Somebody with a difference and it can be executed. And so if it takes the notoriety of like them from a Netflix show, but then I'm thinking of all these other influencers who are out there who have differences,
right.
who hopefully it shines a light. So everybody is getting opportunities and nobody's overlooked. And that's the greater goal and the greater good. It's not just self-serving. And I also want to say,
absolutely.
Just as parents, it's nice to know in the future, you know, that hopefully all these kids will be able to have something so that, you know, when I'm no longer here and
right,
the siblings, that there's something for them to
is such a fair and valid concern. It really is. And yeah, I just think it's another one of those things, like, you know, when the public is on the outside looking in. And another thing, like, I think people need to keep in mind, Connor and Tanner are 27-year-old, very blessed, healthy, strong, physically capable young men, right, Tanner?
You don't have any sickness. Blessed,
your body is strong. They can work at the level of, you know, whatever they feel comfortable with. When I was 27, I was working hard all day, every day. I was married. I was a mother. I had two children by then. I was getting up all day, working as a nurse, parenting my children. They are just as capable of handling a workload as anyone else. And wouldn't we always want them to have every opportunity possible and to face every challenge they possibly can and learn from it and grow? I don't know. It's just so funny to me how sometimes it gets a negative connotation. And I'm like, these are 27-year-old men that are taking opportunities that are given to them and doing great with it. So shouldn't we celebrate that? To me, it's something to be celebrated.
And again, always our hope is to pay it forward to the community, to the neurodivergent community and people
absolutely
with autism and people even with more higher support needs, just to try to show the brands, the industry, everybody out there that it doesn't have to be Connor. It could be an influencer or
yes,
somebody who's wanting to break into this platform. There's plenty who DM Connor, and you know, we want to hope kick the door down for yep, their opportunities as well.
So just, I know we've met so many. I mean, I could flick them off my fingers. People with Down syndrome, other people with autism, other people with Williams syndrome, who are getting into modeling, brand deals, commercials,
acting,
all kinds of
voiceovers.
Voiceover, exactly. And I think that
want
what the visibility of Love on the Spectrum has done is it's really helped make those opportunities become a lot more of a reality.
Become more spread out and equitable.
Yep.
And that's part of really what we're out here trying to kick down the doors and show, hey, let everybody be represented. And that's the ultimate goal.
I agree.
So again, I think just let's be kind. Kindness.
Yes. And when life serves you tea made from golden leaves, you take that cup of tea and you drink it down.
I love it. Absolutely, Connor. Drink it all the way empty.
There you go. Okay. So, you guys, I've had so much fun having you. It's fun to get to work next to you today with Tanner and Nikki.
Yeah. And if I'm going to be a podcaster myself, I got to learn to get into the swing of this.
Yeah,
you know?
So you're doing great.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you guys.
You look very comfortable.
I think you did great.
Yeah.
And Tanner, I want to thank you guys for joining us today.
You're welcome.
But we want to make sure everybody, if you want to, keep up with Connor and Tanner. And you can follow them on socials. And we'll make sure we put their links and their handles in the show notes. But Tanner, do you know your handles?
My Tanner with the underscore tism.
Yep.
And do you know yours?
Connor Tomlinson 5.
Yep.
On Instagram and TikTok. And you can follow them and post regularly, keep up with their adventures, root for them, be nice, and
you stay classy, planet Earth.
And you know, Nikki, like we always like to say,
love you mean it.
Love you mean it.
Love you mean it.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Pioneer.